law teaches us that there are two natures at work in all of us. And some folk want you to think that they were born saved. But the Bible teaches that we were all born in sin. I wish I had a church in here. And shaped in iniquity. That's why I don't pay self-righteous folk no attention. Because if we would be honest with ourselves, we understand that the little bit of righteousness we do have is like a filthy rag in the sight and in the presence of our God. I wish I had some real folk in here. And so Paul says we got to recognize now that there is a battle, there is a war that's going on the inside of you. And this battle is not for your heart. This battle is waging and it's not trying to get your heart. But the battle that's waging in you is a war for your mind. I wish I had somebody in here. There's a war going on in me, and the war is going on because there are two natures in me trying to capture my mind. Do I have somebody in here who's thinkers this morning? Are you thinkers this morning? That there's something in me that's trying to capture the prize of my mind. And Paul says there are two laws at work. There's the law of the self, the flesh, and the law of the spirit. But in verse 1 of chapter 8, he says, therefore, even with all of that going on, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Watch this. He says, then the law of the spirit is actually the law of grace. I wish I had some happy folk in here this morning. Anybody excited about grace? He said that the law that's at work in your life is not the law of the law, Old Testament. But it is the new covenant of grace. I wish I had somebody in here because if I were judged according to the law of Moses, then today I would be dead. Except for the perfect folk. But if there's nobody perfect in here, then I ought not to have to prompt you to shout over grace. Because grace says, even though I mess up, grace covers my life. Is there anybody in here who's messed up this morning? Even though I've made a mess of my life, I am no longer under the Old Testament covenant of the law, but now I live under the covenant of grace because I am engrafted in Christ Jesus. I thank God for grace in my life. And what Paul says here, he says that, listen, when I do the things that I don't want to do, verse 16, it means that I agree that the law is good. In other words, he's saying that you walk in agreement every day, every second, every minute of the hour with one or two natures. You're either walking in the agreement of the flesh, or you are walking in agreement with the spirit. But you are never at a time where you walk in disagreement with one or the other. I wish I had somebody right there. So if I'm not walking in the spirit, it means I'm walking in the. And if I'm walking in the flesh, it means I'm not walking in the. But at some point, I must mature enough to understand that whatever spirit that I'm walking in is the spirit at that time that I'm agreeing with. I can't help y'all in here this morning. In other words, my flesh says I'm sick, but I don't agree with sickness. I agree with the spirit, which says, but by his stripes, I wish I had a church in here this morning. I am healed. My flesh says I'm broke, busted, and disgusted. And although I look at my bank account, I don't agree with my flesh. My spirit says, but my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory. My flesh says I'm losing my mind, but I do not agree with my flesh. My spirit says that he's able to keep you in perfect peace if I'll keep my mind stayed on. I wish y'all came to have church this morning. I cannot agree with my flesh. I've got to always agree with the spirit because I need now for the spirit to override the dictates of my flesh.